This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. The small town of Meeker in Rio Blanco County on the western slope is under pre-evacuation orders. The Lee Fire jumped Highway 13 today and headed quickly towards town. Incident Commander Casey Cheeseborough said the fire grew quickly.
Fire did spot across Highway 13 at that point and got established very quickly in the heavier fuels over on what locals call the hogback.
Cheeseborough said crews called in the aircraft to help get flames under control, but if the fire jumps back over the highway again, the town of 2,300 people will be evacuated. That fire is currently more than 22,000 acres and is 0% contained. There's a community meeting tonight at 7 p.m. at Meeker High School. Mesa County commissioners say they will sue the state and Colorado's attorney general over restrictions on law enforcement cooperation with immigration officers. The three commissioners voted unanimously yesterday to spend tax money on that lawsuit. They hope to get clarification from a court on just what the county can do to aid and federal immigration enforcement. The county's plan to sue the state comes after the state sued a Mesa County Sheriff's deputy for sharing information that led to ICE to detain a college student. In the metro, patchy smoke will stick around tomorrow morning, sunny and hot with a high near 100 degrees. And if it does hit 100 in Denver, it'll be the hottest August 7th on record. The last time the city was close was in 1980 when the city reached 99 degrees. Colorado Springs also expecting a warm Thursday at 103. Things will cool off slightly this weekend along the Front Range. You are listening to CPR News.